Two images, two paths. How complicated the ways we wander once truth is lost. How needless the wars, how unnecessary the waste. We shape the world, and the world shapes us. On this World Peace Day, September the 21st, Autumn Equinox, 2011, I'd like to ask that we think together of two images, to really take them to heart. One is a historic and magnificent Earthrise photograph, made by astronaut Bill Anders, assisted by Buzz Aldrin, and the first Apollo mission around the dark side of the moon. The other is the equally historic photograph made but a millionth of a second into the beginning of the Earth's nuclear age at the Trinity test of July the 16th, 1945. This was the first nuclear device ever tested, and was the same design as the bomb dropped a few weeks later on Nagasaki, Japan. It was upon witnessing the immense fireball unleashed by the bomb, hearing its sound, feeling its intense heat, that Robert Oppenheimer, the enigmatic scientific leader of the top-secret Manhattan Project, uttered the prophetic phrase from the Bhagavad Gita, "I am become death, destroyer of worlds." These two images signify for me two paths. One I call the Trinity Path. It points in the direction of certain self-destruction. This is the path humanity is at present following. The other is the Earthrise Path of a potential planet of peace. The Trinity Path is not a question of fate. Neither is it an expression of some evil force which is somehow active in the universe. I see it as simply a wrong turn, a mistake. I believe that a majority of citizens of planet Earth have seen this for some time now. Yet the path of Earthrise, of a new spirit of nonviolence that rejects the very concept of war as a means of resolving conflicts of any kind, remains elusive. In taking these two images to heart, really trying to understand their source, the formative forces behind them, we become aware, I think, of the more profound and challenging implications of nonviolence. This is nonviolence seen not just as a philosophy, but as a wholly different way of being. Holy Sonnet 14 by John Donne. Batter my heart, three-person God. This is evidently the poem that Robert Oppenheimer was reading and referring to in naming the first test of a nuclear weapon, July 17th, 1945. Better my heart, three-person God. He called it Trinity. Better my heart, three-person God. For you, as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend. That I might rise and stand, overthrow me and bend. Your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. I, like an usurped town to another due, labor to admit you, but oh, to no end. Reason your viceroy in me should defend. But is captive, proves weak or untrue. Yet dearly I love you, and would be loved fain, but am betrothed unto your enemy. Divorce me, untie, or break that knot again. Take me to you, imprison me, for I accept you enthrall me. Never shall be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me.